The Seattle City Council has voted to send two early childhood initiatives to the voters this fall. As KUOW's Ann Dornfeld reports, the measures have very different origins and aims.
The Seattle preschool program was sponsored by Council President Tim Burgess and Mayor Ed Murray. Burgess said the council's vote was historic.
It's not very often that elected officials get to make decisions and advance public policy that has the potential to change lives so fundamentally that an entire city can be uplifted.
The preschool program would fund as many as 2,000 free or reduced-price preschool slots for 3- and 4-year-olds. Tuition would be free for families that make 300% of the federal poverty level or less. That's about $72,000 a year for a family of four. Higher-income families would pay tuition on a sliding scale basis. Meanwhile, the council rejected an initiative petition measure regarding child care from the Service Employees International Union. The SEIU initiative would raise the minimum wage for child care workers to $15 an hour. It would also require that child care providers be trained and certified by a new city agency. Some council members have called the SEIU measure an unfunded mandate that would conflict with the Seattle preschool program. But Councilmember Mike O'Brien said he sees how the initiatives could work side by side.
I find it unfortunate at this time that we have so many advocates in the community trying to do what's best for our community and our young kids, and we're at a point where we've reached this impasse.
The council's rejection of the SEIU measure sends it to the fall ballot alongside the preschool program. I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.